This is the reading for July 28th. Proverbs 17. It is better to eat a dry crust of bread in peace than to have a feast where there is quarreling. A wise servant will rule over the master's disgraceful child and will even inherit a share of what the master leaves his children. A hot furnace tests silver and gold, but the Lord tests hearts. Evil people listen to evil words. Liars pay attention to cruel words. Whoever mistreats the poor insults their maker. Whoever enjoys someone's trouble will be punished. Old people are proud of their grandchildren, and children are proud of their parents. Fools should not be proud, and rulers should not be liars. Some people think they can pay others to do anything they ask. They think it will work every time. Whoever forgives someone's sin makes a friend, but gossiping about the sin breaks up friendships. A wise person will learn more from a warning than a fool will learn from 100 lashings. Disobedient people look only for trouble, so a cruel messenger will be sent against them. It is better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than to meet a fool doing foolish things. Whoever gives evil in return for good will always have trouble at home. Starting a quarrel is like a leak in a dam, so stop it before a fight breaks out. The Lord hates both of these things, feeling the guilty and punishing the innocent. It won't do a fool any good to try to buy wisdom because he doesn't have the ability to be wise. A friend loves you all the time, and a brother helps in time of trouble. It is not wise to promise to pay what your neighbor owes. Whoever loves to argue loves to sin. Whoever brags a lot is asking for trouble. A person with an evil heart will find no success, and the person whose words are evil will get into trouble. It is sad to have a foolish child. There is no joy in being the parent of a fool. A happy heart is like good medicine, but a broken spirit drains your strength. When the wicked accept money to do wrong, there can be no justice. The person with understanding is always looking for wisdom, but the mind of a fool wanders everywhere. A foolish son makes his father sad and causes his mother great sorrow. It is not good to punish the innocent or to beat leaders for being honest. The smart person says very little, and one with understanding stays calm. Even fools seem to be wise if they keep quiet. If they don't speak, they appear to understand. Nehemiah chapter 1. These are the words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah. In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, I, Nehemiah, was in the capital city of Susa. One of my brothers, named Hanani, came with some other men from Judah. I asked them about Jerusalem and the Jewish people who lived through the captivity. They answered me, "Those who are left from the captivity are back in Judah, but they are in much trouble and are full of shame. The wall around Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned." When I heard these things, I sat down and cried for several days. I was sad and ate nothing. I prayed to the God of heaven, "Lord God of heaven, you are the great God who is to be respected. You are loyal and you keep your agreement with those who love you and obey your commands. Look and listen carefully. Hear the prayer that I, your servant, am praying to you day and night for your servants, the Israelites. I confess the sins we Israelites have done against you. My father's family and I have sinned against you. We have been wicked toward you and have not obeyed the commands, rules, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember what you taught your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, I will gather your people from the far ends of the earth, and I will bring them from captivity to where I have chosen to be worshipped. They are your servants and your people whom you have saved with your great strength and power. Lord, listen carefully to the prayer of your servant and the prayers of your servants who love to honor you. Give me, your servant, success today. Allow this king to show kindness to me. I was the one who served wine to the king." Nehemiah chapter 2. It was the month of Nisan in the 20th year Artaxerxes was king. He wanted some wine, so I took some and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before. So the king said, "Why does your face look sad, even though you are not sick? Your heart must be sad." Then I was very afraid. I said to the king, May the king live forever. My face is sad because the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins, and its gates have been destroyed by fire. Then the king said to me, What do you want? First I prayed to the God of heaven, then I answered the king, If you are willing, and if I have pleased you, send me to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried so I can rebuild it. The queen was sitting next to the king. He asked me, How long will your trip take and when will you get back? It pleased the king to send me, so I set a time. I also said to him, If you are willing, give me letters for the governors of Trans-Euphrates. Tell them to let me pass safely through their lands on my way to Judah. And may I have a letter for Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, telling him to give me timber. I will need it to make boards for the gates of the palace, which is by the temple, and for the city wall, and for the house in which I will live. So the king gave me the letters because God was showing kindness to me. Then I went to the governors of Trans-Euphrates and gave them the king's letters. The king had also sent army officers and soldiers on horses with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite officer heard about this, they were upset that someone had come to help the Israelites. I went to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. Then at night I started out with a few men. I had not told anyone what God had caused me to do for Jerusalem. There were no animals with me except the one I was riding. I went out at night through the valley gate. I rode toward the dragon well and the trash gate, inspecting the walls of Jerusalem that had been broken down and the gates that had been destroyed by fire. Then I rode on toward the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there was not enough room for the animal I was riding to pass through. So I went up the valley at night, inspecting the wall. Finally, I turned and went back in through the valley gate. The guards did not know where I had gone or what I was doing. I had not yet said anything to the Jewish people, the priests, the important men, the officers, or any of the others who would do the work. Then I said to them, You can see the trouble we have here. Jerusalem is a pile of ruins, and its gates have been burned. Come, let's rebuild the walls of Jerusalem so we won't be full of shame any longer. I also told them how God had been kind to me and what the king had said to me. Then they answered, Let's start rebuilding. So they began to work hard. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite officer, and Geshem the Arab heard about it, they made fun of us and laughed at us. They said, What are you doing? Are you turning against the king? But I answered them, The God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding. But you have no share, claim, or memorial in Jerusalem.
The Book of 1 Thessalonians.
My name is Paul. The persecuted Christians in Thessalonica need encouragement and some teaching about the second coming of Christ. I write this letter to encourage them to continue in their new faith and to be strong in the face of persecution, opposition, and troubles. I also teach them about their loved ones who have died and how they will share in Christ's return.
Chapter 1.
From Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church at Thessalonica, united with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, goodwill and peace are yours. We always thank God for all of you as we remember you in our prayers. In the presence of our God and Father, we never forget that your faith is active, your love is working hard, and your confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ is enduring. Brothers and sisters, we never forget this because we know that God loves you and has chosen you. We know this because the good news we brought came to you not only with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with complete certainty. In the same way, you know what kind of people we were while we were with you and the good things we did for you. You imitated us and the Lord. In spite of a lot of suffering, you welcomed God's word with the kind of joy that the Holy Spirit gives. This way, you became a model for all the believers in the province of Macedonia and Greece. From you, the Lord's word has spread out not only through the province of Macedonia and Greece, but also to people everywhere who have heard about your faith in God. We don't need to say a thing about it. They talk about how you welcomed us when we arrived. They even report how you turned away from false gods to serve the real living God and to wait for his Son to come from heaven. His Son is Jesus, whom he brought back to life. Jesus is the one who rescues us from God's coming anger.